Good morning.
We welcome you to Gates Presbyterian Church. If you're visiting with us, we hope that you will sign on the hospitality register and join us for coffee after the service. We have a few announcements. Barb?
Good morning, everybody. In continuation of our spiritual journey events that we're having this year on connections, this Thursday, March 6th, we're going to be doing one on DNA, and our own Carrie Dykes is going to be presenting a trip down DNA double helix molecule to see how DNA can identify any one of us out of millions of others. So it sounds very interesting to me. So if you're interested, please join us in the fellowship lounge to get tickets or sign up. And then I recently confirmed on Tuesday, March 11th, at the Gates Public Library, Barb Kohler from the Rochester Public Library to come and talk about ancestry. So if you're interested in searching out your roots, this should be a really interesting leg as well. Thanks.
Gary?
Good morning. It's sad to say that I know exactly where the DNA double helix is. Today's the last day to sign up to receive tickets for next Sunday's hockey game. We'll be down Fellowship Hall. I think we have about 32 people so far, 33. And we usually get some last minute, so we got plenty of room. So hope you make it.
A reminder, this Wednesday we begin the season of Lent as we worship together on Ash Wednesday. That's this week, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Please join us.
Bill?
Hello, good morning. On March 16th, we invite you to join us during second hour. The mission statement, mission committee is actually working on a new mission statement for the church, and we'd like to invite you to come participate, give us your input, give us your insight, so we're not wandering around in the dark for ages and ages in the future. We'd like you to help us define what is the future mission and vision of the church. It's your opportunity to help us and to give us your guidance and your wisdom. So that's March 16th, 2 weeks from today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Junior and senior highs, I'd like to remind you there's youth group tonight. Junior highs, that's 5 to 7. Senior highs, 6 to 8. Also, I'd like to invite everybody to join us in second hour as we share the Jamaica story in a more informal way in the adult lounge. This morning, our worship service will be led by the 2014 Jamaica Mission Team. Members of this team were Alyssa Birkbeck, Joshua Binko, Keisha Binko, Jessica Berkovich, Tracy Berkovich, Mary Hadley, David Keeling, Karina Marconi, Josh Rodas, and myself. We returned last Sunday evening, and yes, I admit the sun and the warmth of Jamaica was absolutely wonderful. But the real joy of this trip was experiencing God through and with this amazing group of people. They represented you very, very well, and they were fabulous traveling companions. On this trip, Andrea, the principal of the Green Island Basic School, provided our work assignment. Andrea asked us to paint oversized cartoon characters on the walls of the school. As the week rolled along, Dora the Explorer, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Big Bird, Cookie Monster, and several more began to emerge on the walls of the school. Much to the excitement of the 80-plus preschoolers of the school, who were our supervisors, so to speak. In addition to our work at the Green Island Basic School, we spent one day serving lunch at a local soup kitchen in the grill. Indeed, our week was filled with wonder, and we're very eager to share it with you, both in worship and also after worship in the adult lounge. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Please stand if able as we gather to worship God. This is God's world. God has given us a vision of nations and races, lands and people joined together in love. We celebrate with that vision, trust in God, who says to us, "Here I am." We respond to that vision, trusting God and declaring, "Here I am." Let us worship God.
Please stand as you're able and join me in the prayer of confession. God's love for us has been shown to us in Jesus Christ, yet we sometimes live as if that made no difference to us. Let us pray together, asking for forgiveness. Gracious giver of all, we confess that sometimes we are slow to share your love. We deny our oneness with all of your creatures and seek only after our God and hopes. Help us to commit our lives to your mission in the world, rejoicing in the community of your creation. Amen. Listen. Offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy. Thanks be to God.
Hi guys, my name's Karina.
And I'm Jessica. So before we left for Jamaica, do you guys remember Carol Ann telling you about the work we were going to do down there? How we were going to be painting cartoon characters on the wall of the basic school? And she asked you which ones we should paint?
Well, we brought back some pictures for you guys to see. So can some of you raise your hand and tell us who some of the characters are?
Well, our theme of the week was Here I Am, Lord, meaning to honor God by doing his work and remembering that he is there with us to guide us.
We wanted to thank you guys for helping us do our work for God and for the kids at the basic school. We brought home some bracelets to remind you that God will always be there for you when you are doing His work and helping others.
They were made by one of the people we met named Ruben, so they're made with Jamaican love, especially for you.
So let us close in a word of prayer, and then we'll hand out the bracelets to you and your parents can help you put them on later. So bow your heads and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for always being there. When we say, "Here I am, Lord." May we use these bracelets to remind us to help others and to remind us of the kids at the basic school who love the new characters. Amen. You guys can go to your classes.
The first reading of the word is from Psalm 40. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust and do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, "Here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart."
The second reading this morning is from Isaiah 58. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noonday. The Lord will continue to guide you and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Our home, away from home, in Jamaica is called the Thatched House. And nightly, the 10 of us gathered in the dimly lit living room to explore our experiences through the lens of the scripture verses that I just read. In this scripture reading, Isaiah reassures the Hebrew folks that when they cry for help, God will say, "Here I am." While in Jamaica, in many ways, we experience those reassuring words of God, "Here I am." And in response, we endeavored to say, "Here we are." Here we are, part of a long-term Christian partnership
that crosses borders, that overlap economic interests, that intersects cultures, and that respects races. Here we are. And here we are this morning. Thanks to your support, the hospitality of the Jamaican people, and most of all, the love of God. Here we are to share our experiences.
Hi, I'm Josh Bingo. And ever since I was a kid, I've been dreaming for this day to come, the day that I finally am able to go on Jamaica. And let me tell you, this trip exceeded all my expectations. It was amazing in every single way. And I'll be honest with you. At first, I was a little set back at the fact that we weren't doing any physical work. We weren't building anything, using power tools, doing heavy lifting. I felt like we weren't going to have a big impact by just painting on the school. But that completely changed when I saw the little kids' reaction to when we were about to start painting. I was at the small hallway where I was going to pick to choose a character, either Elmo or Dora. And as I was about to choose Elmo, one little girl saw the Dora picture in my hand and started chanting the Dora song. And soon later, almost the whole school was chanting the Dora song, and I knew that there was no way that I was not painting Dora here. So as I put Dora up and they chanted and screamed, I decided, you know, okay, Dora's going here. So while they chanted me, while they chanted my name, and chanted Dora, poked me, pulled on me, jumped on me, tugged on both of my arms, I felt God say, "Here I am." God was telling me that this work is important and that this work is going to make a difference. I heard God in all the laughter and the joy of the kids. And when I was painting on the wall and paint supplies were running out and we didn't have the right colors, I started to get frustrated. But God again said, "Here I am," when one of the little girls tugged on my arm and said, "I want the shoes to be pink." Now the shoes in the picture are white, and we didn't have a lot of white left, so I was starting to get a little frustrated. But once she said pink, and then all the little kids started going, "Yeah," I obviously had to paint the shoes pink, because there was no way I could say no to those kids. So I started taking suggestions, and whatever the colors they want, I would start to paint Dora on. So it might have not looked exactly like the picture I was doing, but the kids loved it, and that made me love it too. I also heard God say, "Here I am," on our free days, when we were snorkeling, just seeing the peacefulness of all the fish in the ocean, and while we were parasailing, me and David were parasailing, seeing just the beautiful Jamaican horizon. And I also saw God say, "Here I am," through Caroline. On her last Jamaica trip, it meant a lot to see how much she cared about this group and how much this trip meant to her and how much this group of kids means to her. And it really touched all of our lives, I'm sure, that she would spend this last trip with us. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jessica Berkovich, and I wanted to start by thanking you all for your prayers and support in making our trip possible. As mentioned in Isaiah 58, our focus for the week was "Here I am," how we can say, "Here I am, Lord," and also how God answers us saying, "Here I am." One of the first things we talked about our first night down there was anxieties, whether from school or from traveling to a foreign country with completely different cultures. For me, what helped me forget about these anxieties, and when I first heard God saying, "Here I am," was in the prayer cards. Reading your prayers of safe travels and good luck felt like God was telling me push my anxieties aside and focus on Him, the work we would be doing at the basic school, and the people I was doing it with. Our way of saying, "Here I am, Lord," in Jamaica can be seen in the characters we brought to life on the walls of the school. We put our trust in Him to get them all done and to also make the kids, teachers, and everyone involved with the school grateful. The first time I truly saw this gratefulness and how God was saying to me, "Here I am," was in one of the little girls at the school. Whenever the kids changed classes, they were very curious, wanting to watch us paint and see who all the characters were. The teachers tried to control them. They closed the gate in one of the doorways next to where I was painting Mickey, and immediately there was a crowd of children reaching their tiny hands through the openings of the gate. One of the little girls said, I see him, through your glasses." She was watching my hands work in the reflection of my sunglasses, and I thought, wow, we're not just experiencing God through these kids, but they're experiencing God through us as well. And God was telling me this through this little girl in answering our prayers of, "Here I am, Lord, doing your work, so work through me." One of my favorite things about Jamaica was experiencing our surroundings, the beauty of God's creation. Sunsets were one of the beauties we saw. And with these sunsets came everyone with their cameras out, because Jamaica sunsets are nothing like New York sunsets. We were always at the beach to catch these amazing views. The way the sun created beautiful colors in the sky, beams of light through the clouds, and the reflection on the water was breathtaking and speechless. And this end to the day was like God saying, "Here I am, and thank you for what you have done after a long day's work." Another beauty we witnessed was in the waters. The clear, insanely blue water was refreshing. We had the opportunity to go snorkeling and view another world created by God. The little underwater world of fish and sea creatures was fascinating. We always get so caught up in our own world and our own lives that we forget about all these other civilizations of creatures that we share the world with. It was really eye-opening to realize that and to think about more of God's beauty that has yet to be seen and discovered. I also saw God saying, "Here I am," through all the people we met. Whether it was Lloyd and Albert, our two main drivers while in Jamaica, Andrea, the school principal, or Kim, the pastor of the Green Island Church of Jamaica, or many others, they all just have this different outlook on life, not just a stereotypical laid-back Jamaican feel, but more. They live in and for today. They take one step at a time, at a steady pace. They deal with stress in a less stressful way, I guess. As a senior in high school dealing with important decisions for the future, it was like God was telling me to slow down and use this lifestyle as an example. Yes, I need to make all these life decisions, like what college I will attend and what I will study, but I don't need to make them my focus of every day. And that's the biggest thing I took from this trip, just taking one step at a time, and like what the first thing that was said at the church service at Green Island, be thankful for just being here, alive, with people you love, and most importantly, with God. Thank you.
Good morning. Many times in the world today, people don't think of others, they think of their own needs. However, we do need to take a moment and think of others. Our group of 10 people who come from a culture of materialism and selfishness were introduced to a culture that needed some generosity and care. The theme of the week was allowing ourselves to cry to the Lord and say, "Here I am." In our society today, this is not an easy thing to do. Serving the Lord and performing His work on this earth is not all that easy. However, when we take away our selfish needs and give food to the hungry, this is possible. Now, doing this is obviously the hard part. I think everyone would rather sit on the beach than work in the extreme heat. But this is where giving up our needs and thinking of others and serving the Lord and saying, "Here I am," is where it comes into play. This approach is very different than how everyone does things in our world today. This appeared to us in ways of painting murals on the wall, serving lunch to the hungry, and having a play day with the kids. The simple joy that the kids receive from just seeing Dora on the wall or playing with a ball is incredible. The kids do not need cars, they do not need Xbox, all they need is bubbles. I think we can take something away from this. We can realize that we do not always need the biggest houses or the fastest cars or the most money. We can step back a moment and appreciate the little things, the little joys in life like bubbles, and that God is always there for us. He will always guide us continually and satisfy our every need as long as we cry out to Him. We will be like the little kids with their bubbles, and we will have unlimited joy and always have everything we need and be watered in parched places and be able to perform God's work on this earth. Thank you.
I thought I'd start with a quiz. What do all of these things have in common? Oh, sledgehammer. Lisa knows this one. A paintbrush. A machete. A hammer. A shovel. And what I forgot to bring, imagine a ball. so you all probably know the answer. These are all tools that we've used on Jamaica mission trips. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the whole experience over the years. We've been in partnership with the Jamaica Negril Charge since 2001, or probably before, to set it up. And I believe, all told, we've had 15 trips to go to Jamaica. 97 youth is what I counted on the shirts, plus the first year. And I think 9 young adults and 26 adults have traveled. And if you add up all of the hours over the years, it's been about 4,000 hours that we've worked down there. So for the youth trips, we've done, better put my glasses on, these things. Demolished the old Santoy Church, painted and repainted, and probably repainted, the new Santoy Church. Shoveled and packed dirt and marl for the foundation of the Women's Center at Santoy. Painted the Green Island Church inside and out. Painted the Women's Center inside and out. We cleared brush from the land where the Theodora Safe House was going to go. We put up a fence made out of tires at the Green Island Basic School. We built a playhouse at the Green Island Basic School. We've worked at the Negril Recycle Center, worked at St. Anthony's Soup Kitchen, put up shelves in a new thrift shop, sorted clothes at that same thrift shop several years later, interacted with students at the Hanover High School, painted new cartoon characters, as you've heard about this year, on the basic school, which was important because as this congregation funded and sent labor down to help put the addition on the school, as you know, all of the cartoon characters that used to be on the basic school were painted over, so their precious characters were completely gone. So as you heard, they were quite thrilled to have them put back up. And of course, we had many play days with the kids at the basic school. So Carol Ann has been like our Moses, leading us through the wilderness of Jamaica travel. And sometimes the path was clear. Back in the days when Margaret Fowler was at the charge, at the Negril charge, she was quite helpful in putting work projects together. There was no shortage of things she wanted us to do. But then there were also those days when the path was less clear, when Margaret moved to Kingston and there wasn't leadership at the Negril charge. So those were days where Carol Ann had to become very creative and work hard in making sure that we had work to do when we got to Negril. And Carol Ann also created the Ten Commandments of Jamaica travel, with the now infamous commandment, which you probably know what it is, "Thou shalt not swim to Cuba." We even had to put that into play this year, didn't we, guys? So as we started this trip, I really wondered what it was going to be like to be part of what we called affectionately the farewell tour, Carol Ann farewell tour. And I also really wondered, what is it going to be like in the future with our relationship with the Negril charge? Would they be tired of us? Has this trip outrun its course? And so I was wondering, or was having a hard time imagining, like perhaps some of you, what does the future look like? And then, through the course of the week, a couple of pretty amazing things happened. The first was watching the transformation, and you've heard these stories today, but the transformation that happened with our youth. And every night we would close group with a circle prayer. And as we listened to what everyone in the circle would share, it was very powerful and very insightful. And it reminded me that this trip really provides an incredible opportunity for personal growth and spiritual development for our youth. And then the second thing happened on Thursday when 4 people from the church came to visit us at the basic school. Reverend Kimberly was there, and she's the minister of the 3 churches in the Negril charge. Hyacinth was there, who I think is the equivalent of the clerk of session or something like that. And 2 gentlemen from the United Church of Jamaica had come to this site. And they were very appreciative of the work we were doing. In fact, they were so excited about the cartoon characters that they took our templates and with them so they could do it on other schools. And they started talking about the work for next year and said that they wanted to come and join us roll up their sleeves and work with us. And they also talked about activities that they wanted to put together with our group. And then they gathered all of the basic school kids, all these 80 kids, into the new classroom that we helped build as a congregation. And they recognized Carol Ann for her leadership and presented a plaque to our congregation recognizing an appreciation for our relationship and commitment and dedication and hard work to all of the United Church of Jamaica. So it was at that moment that I realized that we're in pretty solid relationship with the church in Jamaica. And I walked away thinking that all the seeds that Carol Ann has planted over the years and nurtured, they really have very strong roots and they're thriving. And so our Jamaica friends have said, "Here I am." And our response is, "Here we are." Praise God.
Amen.
Invite all who believe in Jesus Christ to join us as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. The litany is in the back of the green book.
This is the joyful feast of the people of God. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust in Him to share the feast which He has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with His disciples, He took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized Him. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to God, for God is good.
His love is everlasting.
Holy Lord, everlasting God, You created a wonderful world. You made it a place of peace for the whole of Your creation. You filled it with everything Your people need. Your prophets proclaimed that justice would roll down like waters. They lifted up a vision in which swords would be beaten into plowshares, and nations would live in partnership with each other. Even when we gave up on our way of peace and justice, Yours is a love that never gave up on us. So You sent us Your greatest gift, the gift of Your only Son, Jesus Christ. We gather to give You thanks for the Prince of Peace, to share in His meal of reconciliation, and to humbly say, "Here I am." Great and wonderful are Your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. With people of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for You alone are holy.
Thank You for Your Son, Jesus, who lived with us, sharing joy and sorrow. He told Your story, healed the sick, and was a friend to sinners. Obeying You, He took up His cross and was murdered by the people He loved. We praise You that He is not dead, but is risen to rule the world, and that He is still the friend of sinners. We trust Him to overcome every power to hurt or divide us, so that when You bring in Your promised kingdom, we will celebrate victory with Him.
Remembering the Lord Jesus, we break bread and share one cup, announcing His death for the sins of the world, and telling of His resurrection to all people and nations.
Great God, give Your Holy Spirit in the breaking of bread, so that we may be drawn together and joined to Christ the Lord, receive new life, and remain His glad and faithful people until we feast with Him in glory.
O God, call us from death to life. We give ourselves to You, and with the Church for all ages, we thank You for Your saving love in Jesus Christ. Amen.
We do give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, having faith in those gathered. He gathered His friends around a similar table, and on the night before His death, He gave thanks so that they might remember Him and how God's bread gives us strength. And so He took common people and made them holy, just like He takes the common bread and makes it holy. And to remember, He asks that we repeat this act again and again. He did so, saying, "This is My body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me."
same way, he took his cup and he poured the wine into it. And he said, "This is a sign of the new covenant. Drink, remembering me."
Broken for each of us, taste the goodness of God's grace. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Drink, remembering me."
Let us pray. O God, through this bread and this cup, you have made us one with you and with each other. May the unity we find at this table be a gift that we carry into your world. Help us to find strength in knowing that you, the God of peace, will always be with us. Amen.
I invite you to share prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Hello, Peter Derry. Just a, let me get my, so I don't forget anyone. The foulest of nights Thursday was the night for the anatomy leg of the Connections Journey, and I really want to thank Jack and Linda Beatty, Irene Derry, Christy Stewart, Kathy Coons, Andrea Anson, and Tom Ward for making it there despite what was a dreadful evening. And I hope they share with me, it was a terrific presentation. So thanks, and this congregation proving again. Thanks.
I have a prayer request. I, a while ago, mentioned a colleague of mine named Sarah who was battling with cancer, and she is now in hospice care on that final journey. We don't know how long it'll be, but I asked for prayers for her and her husband. She has very little family, so he's going to be, you know, quite sad about this. So prayers for Sarah. Thank you.
Hi, Lynn Schrammel. Prayers for a newly ordained Presbyterian minister, Nikki Brodeur, who starts her new ministry in Pennsylvania today.
We also have the prayers from our children this morning. Lots of joy. Prayers of joy for a grandpa who is healing. Prayers that spring might be coming soon.
Amen.
And prayers for all those birthdays that happen in April and for sleepovers, for Easter. We'll get through Lent first. Maybe we'll start that first. But lots of lost teeth as well. And prayers of joy for warm hats and pockets. Prayers for the opportunity to serve at a Boy Scout troop spaghetti supper. Joyous 4th, 5th, and 6th graders all abound. Thanks be to God.
We also want to ask for prayers of joy for the Harder family. Kay and John had their granddaughter, second grandchild, was born Mary, on Mary and Chad on Friday.
Let us pray. God of all nations, you call us to be your people. You created us with an infinite number of differences, and yet we are joined together through your love and called to a common purpose, that of peace and justice. And this morning we rejoice in the safe return of the Jamaican mission team. We give you thanks for the sacred partnership that we have with the Negril Charge of the United Church of Jamaica. We praise you for its evolution through the years and give you thanks for the supporting congregations of GPC and the Negril Charge, for dedicated advisors, for caring parents, for enthusiastic mission travelers, and all others whose faithfulness has deepened this partnership. We lift to you the Green Island Basic School community, its children and its teachers and its parents. May the life dreams of the children and parents and the educational goals of the teachers become a reality. And this morning we also pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. May they find peaceful resolutions to their political struggles. May the world community find ways to be peacemaking makers in their response to this conflict. Take us each into our own communities with an acute awareness of the needs and concerns for those around us.
help us to find ways to be vehicles of compassion. May those in our midst going through difficult times find hope in your embrace and comfort in your support. Hear us now as we pray the prayer together that you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward.
Let us pray. O God, you call us and we respond saying, "Here I am, Lord." Use our gifts to bring your love to those who need comfort in our world. Amen.
So let us go out into the world, continuing that conversation where God says, "Here I am," and where we respond, "Here I am." Let us go out knowing that we go with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.